Good afternoon. My name is Joshua Schultz, and this is my first podcast. So, welcome. I'll be sharing with you the place that I like to visit the most, and that place is Portugal. Specifically, I like to visit a tiny city in Portugal called Fatima. Fatima is about 75 miles north of Lisbon and is the most visited city in Portugal. It's become more of a religious pilgrimage, but there are still plenty of tourists that visit there as well. Most visitors are Catholic because this region has become connected to one of the world's various, I'm sorry, famous Marian apparitions. And you might be asking yourself, what is the Marian apparition? Well, a Marian apparition is a supernatural appearance of Mary, the mother of Jesus. As the story goes here in Fatima, on May 13th of 1917, three children, Lucia, age 10, Francisco, age 9, and Jacinta, age 7, claim to have seen, quote, "a lady brighter than the sun," end quote. These three children claim to have seen the Blessed Virgin Mary in six different apparitions between the dates of May 13th to October 13th in 1917. And they shared several of the prophecies that caught both the public and the religious authorities kind of off guard. Only Lucia could speak with her, and Lucia referred to the lady as the Lady of the Rosary. She would appear there on the 13th of every month for the next 6 months. The kids did request a miracle from her to help to persuade the people of her visions, which was to pray for the end of World War I. The Virgin Mary promised a miracle on the last apparition, which was October 13th of 1917. This miracle was reportedly seen by huge crowds, including reporters and photographers. It became known as the Miracle of the Sun, and there's actually quite a bit of documentary backing this up, newspaper articles. You could Google it and YouTube it and find quite a bit of information on it, as well as a movie was made out of it. Today, Fatima is one of the most important Marian sanctuaries, and it is a major international destination for religious tourism, and it receives about 6 million people every year from around the world. And I would like to become one of those visitors if at all possible. Aside from all the religious relics and artifacts and basilicas there are to see, there's still quite a few things that are secular in nature for those who don't want to see that. So they have a sensory eco park. They have dinosaur footprints of Sierra de Aire, which I guess has the largest and oldest Serapod trails. And there's a castle called the Castle of Orum, and it's considered one of the most innovative works of military architecture of the 15th century. And then there's a cave system called the Moinhos Vellhaus Cave, and it's more than 6.5 miles long. And there's just really cool, amazing rock formations to see there as well. So that's where I like to go. Thank you for listening to my first podcast, and I hope you learned something. And it was nice.